Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Venezuela's socialist government is sounding the alarm about growing waistlines in a country where record food shortages are making it harder to put healthy meals on the table. Authorities launched a public relations campaign yesterday to halt a steady rise in obesity. Venezuela officials hope that over the next 5 years, the policies will cut in half the nearly 40% rate of obesity among Venezuelans. According to the World Health Organization, 67.5% of Venezuelans over the age of 20 are overweight. That's more than any country in South America. And, oh, by the way, nearly equal to the 69% rate here in the United States. Egypt, the world's largest importer of wheat, purchased 175,000 metric tons of grain yesterday, and it purchased that wheat from Russia and Romania with shipments between September 21st and 30th. And so, yes, the purchases from Egypt did bypass the possibility of U.S. wheat exports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 17,107, is up just over a point. The NASDAQ is 4567, now 64, down 6, and the S&P 500 is 1999, and it is down 0.5 point. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest is still expecting to see a scattering of showers and thunderstorms over the next week that will prove to be beneficial for most of the region's crop areas. We'll look for some of the heaviest rains to still impact the area from portions of Nebraska into Wisconsin and parts of Michigan, and this will include a big part of Iowa. And over this next 7-day period, we'll see rain totals running 1 to 3 inches across that corridor, with some potentials for some 4-inch totals or at least in a few locations. Now, the majority of that rain event is not likely to perpetuate itself into other areas in the Midwest. And most likely, we're going to see rain totals in the lower Ohio River Basin running anywhere from 1/10 of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch. That increase in precipitation that some of the computer forecast models were suggesting for the Ohio River Valley for early next week probably won't verify, but we'll keep a close eye on that. Now, the majority of the region will still see very good conditions for crop development. We've erased most of the dryness from the region, except in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. And some of those areas from Kansas into southern Illinois have seen some steady drying the past several days. And the temperatures have been very warm to almost hot at times, with readings up into the upper 90s in parts of Kansas and Missouri, even as far east as southern Illinois, at least earlier in the week. As we go forward through this next to several day period, we'll see a lot of this heat gradually abating from the region. Now, it will take a little while. Temperatures will still be middle and upper 90s here over the next couple of days in Kansas, Missouri in particular, but some neighboring areas in Illinois and western Kentucky. As we get into the weekend and early next week, we'll see temperatures more seasonable in these areas, a lot of 80s and a few lower 90s expected, and the drying will likely be eased somewhat. Now, we do expect to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms during that period of time that will help take some of the stress down a little bit there as well. All other areas in the Midwest will see a regular diet of upper 70 and 80 degree highs taking us through most of the weekend and into early next week, and we'll also expect to see the low temperatures at night to stay mostly in a seasonable range as well, and that will include readings that are primarily running in the 60s across a big part of the region. There will be some upper 50s that will occur in the northern parts of the region, and perhaps a lower 70s occurring in those hotter areas in the southwest part of the region. And then for areas outside the Midwest, probably the one area of greatest interest here right now is in the northern U.S. plains and parts of Canada's prairies, where some of the spring grains are being subjected to too much moisture, but it looks like the weather pattern is straightening out up there a little bit, at least temporarily. We'll see a nice drying trend that will help protect some crops up that way from further losses in quality. And at the same time, we're watching the southeastern states and portions of the lower Mississippi River Basin. Those areas are also going to be seeing a net drying for several days coming up. Some rainfall will occur over the weekend, and then we'll see some more drying occurring, especially in the lower Mississippi Basin. But overall, most of the U.S. crops are doing relatively well. The southern U.S. plains will likely stay hottest over this forecast period. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 625 3/4, up 4 3/4. December, 634 1/4, up 2 1/2. Soft September wheat, 542 3/4, up 1 1/4. December, 558 1/2, up 2. September corn, 354 1/4, down 1 3/4. December, 363 1/4, down 1 3/4, now 1 1/2. Go out to July at 391 1/4, down 2 1/4. September soybeans are $10.80 1/2, and they are up 5. November, 1031, up 3. July is 1055 3/4, up 3. September soybean meal, 401.50, up $12.80, now 90 cents, at 60. October, 356.80, up 4.80. September soybean oil, 33.17, up 14. October, 33.19, up 14. August live cattle, 153.12 1/2, down 42 1/2. August feeder cattle, 217.50, down 2 1/2. October lean hogs, 96.45, and they are up 135. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Do you have a shield and a sword if you're going to go into that September soy meal pit?
I would imagine so. It's been a real choppy mess. I think the demand has been pretty good and has stood in pretty well, but I also think that crushers right now are having trouble sourcing beans, so the end user might be actually trying to pick up the board at times rather than try to make the cash sale. We do know that basis levels have been appreciably higher than the board for quite some time.
I do know that the cash has collapsed in the last day or two.
I hadn't really been monitoring that close, but I think realistically, as we go through the end of this marketing year, there are not a lot of beans left. So as far as the crushers are concerned, if they can't have it or if they don't have it, they'll probably basically cancel the contract and use the board.
So what do we make of the trading thus far this week? It's been rather choppy, has it not?
It has been choppy and a little bit defensive. I think, as we talked last week, trying to respect the outside weeks up on the meal and the corn 2-3 weeks ago, we've been basically defensive since that time. But next week, assuming that the conditions and the weather stay about what they are, it wouldn't surprise me if some of the shorts say, you know, I really don't want to press the issue anymore, and we see another round of short covering.
Okay, so does that mean that Dee's corn is good at 363, that's 358?
Yeah, I think realistically that's what I'm trying to say, is I think that the grinding lower action means that the Bears don't have control. They might have the upper hand for the moment, but nobody wants to crowd it right now. I would expect that the lows are in for the time being. What we're assuming with this wet weather pattern, that we're probably going to see some more disease pressure and rhetoric about maybe white mold in the beans. Mm-hmm. And although it may not be an overly meaningful thing for yield, it psychologically will probably keep the sellers at bay.
Is September's crop progress report going to be sizzle or fizzle?
I guess it's going to be fizzle. Realistically, we need to see what the real numbers are. Initial yields out of the south are really good for corn and beans. If through the course of harvest that we see those numbers continue to drift north, then the markets will get heavy again. But I think we need to see some real numbers before we crowd the issue one way or the other.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. September corn trading, 354 down 2. December, 363 down 2. September soybeans trading 1078 3/4, now 1/2 up 3. November, 1029 up 1. July soybeans are 1054 1/4, up 1 1/2. September soybean meal, $400.50, up $11.80, now $11.90. September soybean oil is $33.12, up 9 cents. August live cattle, $153, down 55. And October lean hogs, $96.37.5. They're up $127.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.
Good morning. Radicals who took over parts of Iraq and Syria included an American killed in battle. We'll ask how U.S. authorities are tracking homegrown extremists in this hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. In Britain, people are asking how child sexual abuse went on so long without being stopped. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We also have a story on our list headlined, Ferguson Moving Forward. Activists are looking beyond the violence of recent weeks. And NPR's Shankar Vedantam reports that the way you park your car may tell you something about your productivity at work. It's Wednesday, August 27th. 50 years ago in 1964, Lyndon Johnson accepted the nomination for a full term as president. He was elected in a landslide, only to be driven out of office 4 years later. And the news is next.